There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On the Dougster program, focus on the weather now. Records broken in June. There are three parts to this. The state of our world in the month of June, the earth dialed up the heat, smashing temperature records for the month of June and for the first half of the year. Keeping in mind the contextual value of this, since weather reports or records were not kept until 1884 that were reliable or worth anything, you can still drill down into the core of the earth and find out what the weather's been like over the last 50 million years, 500 million years if you want to, maybe even a billion years ago, what was the weather like? I would suggest you would find a lot of things going on then that are going on now, but people don't want to hear that. They just want to have a political picnic with global warming. Look out! Maybe we will be responsible for the destruction of our planet, but that will happen. The planet won't be destroyed. What will happen is the surface of it will change, and things will in the next reality, ants will run everything. Or, you don't know what's going to happen the next time around.
Ants have been running everything for a long time.
Maybe that's it. There were no people around. The dinosaurs were here 65 million years ago. The planes and spaceships from other planets landed here about 3 million years ago and brought in the people that have been responsible for us growing to the point where we are now.
That's how it all worked?
That's how it worked, Richie.
Thank you.
Yep.
Never knew that.
All right, so now let's fast forward to June. I'm from June to July, and look at the heat wave that has continued this past week across the U.S. Temperature is continuing into the midweek. Oklahoma, all across the mid-south into the Midwest, into the New York City area, up into New England. Mid-afternoon on Monday, 53 million people around the country were under a heat advisory.
Ugh.
Temperatures in the upper 90s in New York City, Chicago.
It is so hot, New York.
Yeah.
Oof.
Heat indexes into the hundreds, but it was like that last year and the year before. Come on.
But it's supposed to be the warmest year ever.
I remember going to my grandmother's house in southern Illinois in the middle of the summertime. It was so damn hot. You couldn't, and there was no air
conditioning. How hot was it?
It was so
hot.
The lizards were basking in the backyard. I don't know, but it just felt like it was, you know, you didn't have air conditioning then. And it got to you. It was, can you imagine what it was like in the old days in the West?
Oh, that's
what I was thinking.
Or when they were coming across in covered wagons the plains with the humidity and the bugs and the heat.
So the news media makes a big deal out of this. People are going everywhere to seek out cool environments. Look at those poor homeless people. They're under the bridge. Make sure that they get into a building so they won't suffer a huge
exhaustion.
What
did they do before the 1950s?
Right, exactly. That's the whole point here. All right, the United States government says, this is the government speaking, the advice is to wear loose clothing.
Thank you.
To limit power so that there will be not, we won't have a lot of outages, and drink a lot of water.
I heard that you're supposed to keep your air conditioning at 78 so that you share the wealth instead of using all the cool air
whatever
for yourself.
Yeah, right.
I got mine down to 52.
Yeah, I heard 78 was the magic number.
I keep mine at about 68, as a matter of fact.
No, mine's around 74.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the air feels different, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's cooler by nature.
You know, air conditioning cuts the humidity. I mean, that's what makes
it. That's the whole thing, is the humidity, right.
Yeah,
takes the moisture out of the air. Okay. Okay, so here's a third part of the story that I believe is worth more time than the previous two A and B pieces to the story. It happened yesterday in Boston. In fact, when a bus driver passed a lemonade stand and he stopped the bus, everybody got out of the bus, and the bus driver bought everybody on the bus a glass of lemonade.
Aww.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's cool.
It is.
How much was it?
His name is John Lohan. I don't know.
Good
Bucker,
to make money.
Who knows? But no, it's
so
the
sweet.
Point of it. People get so cynical about stuff.
Half of the riders got sick, and they all sued the bus driver.
Ah, yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah. But the little child has a lemonade stand.
That's neat.
So he stops the bus.
He bought everybody lemonade.
Yeah. Good for him and good for her. You know, there are more and more of these stories. What really gets my heat up is how we find these continuing stories every year now, and it seems there are more. We've had three or four of them already this year where the local authorities will go shut down a child's lemonade stand because you've got to have some kind of
license. And you have to have a sales tax receipt.
Right.
And
papers. Yeah. We need papers.
Yeah.
You need to have health department certification.
Get lost.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah. No, I just say to them, get lost. Arrest me. And then you make sure you call the news media and have them arrest. The police are going to arrest this five-year-old girl. Or their they're going to ask, well, madam,
parents.
You're responsible for this. We're going to arrest you. Really? Okay. How's it going to work for a PR department? Most of the bigger police departments have PR departments, but they're so busy apologizing for all of the things that they need to apologize for, they don't think about how to be preemptive, if you will. Put it out ahead. What is it? Pay ahead? What's that expression?
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Do good things so that people will remember you for the good things. Why are you laughing?
You know that on the internet they have a homemade looking lemonade stand that you can buy for $40.
Really?
Run your very own lemonade stand when you include this lemonade stand up to your collection of spring party supplies.
That's funny.
Lemonade stands are so American. I had one when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but there was nobody who would ever buy because I lived in a neighborhood where there weren't any people. But I thought it was worth it.
That was my problem too, is we had an area of like just very old people and they would never come out of their houses, so all my business is failed.
In your neighborhood they come steal lemonade. They
you don't even know where I grew up, Doug. I've never been there. So lay off of the neighborhood shaming, please.
I wouldn't buy your lemonade because who knows where that liquid came from.
To whom are you speaking?
You.
Really?
All those cows running around.
Yeah? This is not a refreshing.
Just because it's yellow doesn't mean it's lemonade.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Oh!
14 past the hour. Doug Steffen. That was Jennifer Horn who said that. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, follow me on Twitter. Yeah. At Jennifer Horn.
Provia. Speaking about following things, Provia is the natural hair thinning treatment that works on the main causes of hair thinning. It is safe, no side effects. I suppose that's redundant, isn't it? No side effects, and it's safe. You will love this product because it does what we suggest it will do. It takes care of your hair. You're losing your hair. You want to get it back again? You call 800-525-8319. Maybe I don't have to tell you how it really works. I can just tell you, either get your hair back or you get your money back. It's worth a shot, right? If you have trouble with hair thinning, and you're embarrassed about it, you have colored hair, no problem, treated hair, swell, this problem of hair thinning will get solved by Provia or you get your money back. Call them now, 800-525-8319. The noticeable results are very cool. Cleanse your pores, get the hair to come through that's under your scalp so that it starts growing again. There's an ingredient in Provia that thickens your hair as well, so you'll look better quickly. 800-525-8319, and for a limited time you can upgrade to priority shipping free. Just mention Doug Steffen. This is the super concentrated way, fastest results. You get the Provia and Super Provia all together as one. Call now, 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $2.19. Stunning Sancho Bay solid hardwood for $2.99. Hot new woodlook tile for an incredible $1.79. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Sure. Who wants red meat? Raise your hand,
like
please.
Filet, like please.
Some red meat.
Like
here
a
we
New
go.
York strip steak, please.
Get a potato on the side.
Stripper.
There's a major gun control group stepping up support for background check legislation. It's called Every Town for Gun Safety. You know whose group that is? They're running a big ad campaign that targets the provision in current law that lets a gun sale be issued even if a check hasn't been completed yet. If it's a three-day thing and it isn't done, you get the gun. We had conversation about how to avoid having seniors who are on Social Security but impaired mentally. There's a wonder about how to get guns away from them or keep them from getting them. I think that's the more appropriate read of that, Kenny, isn't it? If you have a gun, they're not inter. But what really is going on is we have people who want to keep those who are seniors who are infirmed. That should go for everybody. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a senior or not, right? Don't we all agree on that? Maybe we don't.
No.
No, we didn't. All right. Let's see here.
There's more to say with that.
Yeah, there's a lot to that.
Yeah, just yes or no.
Really? Americans cannot sit by when we know that we need to get the guns out of the wrong hands of the wrong people. I don't think that's a heavy lift, but how do you do that and get through? Because the gun control groups are so powerful in Congress. And why are they so powerful? Because they get a lot of money, a lot of contributions.
Exactly.
Do away with all
contributions and lobbyists.
Yeah, well, that's going to come in the revolution.
Stop by killing all the lawyers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think Shakespeare said that, first kill all the lawyers.
Right.
First kill all the lawyers. Not just the ones you like. I want to keep mine. No, kill them all. 21 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Countdown of the top five songs from this week in 2007, updating the profile of Gwen Stefani, who had
great album.
Number five song during this week in 2007. Sweet Escape is the name of this song. What do we know about this song, Jen Jen?
This was just a huge hit for her, and it was on an album that came out with, that just had monster hit after monster hit. It was great. Great song.
Yeah.
Don't you like
she's
it?
She's an amazingly diverse talent.
Yeah.
Because she can do pop hits that sound a little different than the cookie
cutter. Is she underrated because of her looks? Do people not pay attention to her because she looks like...
I think her looks actually get her. She's like a Maybelline cover girl.
Yeah. Well, but
yeah,
she wears the old styles, though. Doesn't she sort of in the old style?
Yeah, she kind of goes retro. It depends. I mean, but, you know, Doug, the Gwen Stefani you wouldn't know is the punk Gwen Stefani. She will get in your face and scream heavy metal punk rock and just, you wouldn't even recognize
her. No, I don't recognize that. What I recognize is the blonde with the really blonde hair and the look of the 1940s.
Right.
That's sort of what I think of when I think of Gwen Stefani. Okay, so number five, Sweet Escape, belongs to Gwen Stefani. Let's move to number four from this week in 2007, The Fray, How to Save a Life. And Jen Jen, what about this group?
This is kind of a one-hit wonder, I think.
Is
The Fray wasn't a huge band, but this was a huge
Who's
hit.
The lead singer? It's a familiar voice, though.
No idea.
Really?
I couldn't tell you.
Doesn't that voice sound familiar, Richie?
Because it was a monster hit.
Yeah, I mean, you go through these eras where all these guys kind of sound alike.
That's it, too, yeah.
So,
Michael McDonald sounded like Rob Thomas, who sounds like
Joe King.
Yeah.
Isaac Slade and Joe King were the two main guys.
All right, that's number four from The Fray, How to Save a Life. Number three belonged to Michael Bublé. Now, how often does he find himself in the top pop chart list?
Christmas.
Yeah.
But this isn't Christmas. This is July 2007.
Yeah.
This is a good song. I remember this song.
I don't remember this one.
Oh, don't you really? Oh, yeah, that's a nice song. Sweet song. Richie, crank it up. He's not stealing everybody else's songs.
You're a character. You're always so well. And you light me up when you remember. You're a mystery.
Would you go see him, Roberta?
Not really.
No, Jennifer, would you go see him?
Not really.
Never.
What about you, Richie?
Nope.
Okay.
No interest.
I might see him like if he was at a Christmas show or something, maybe. Yeah. That'd probably be the best chance.
Or if I got free tickets to it, you know.
Yeah. Like I don't even think I'd go if the tickets were free.
Really?
Isn't that bad?
I had free tickets and I had nothing to do and somebody was going to drive me.
The guy's a talent. There's no doubt. But
yeah, nice way about it.
This is something I would skip on the radio. The minute it came on, I'd
really?
Be like...
See, I feel that way about Michael Feinstein. And I didn't feel that way about Harry Connick Jr. There's something about Feinstein that seems like it's a retro of everything, a retread of everything. That's just me. All right, now speaking of Christmas, number two song from this week in 2007 belonged to Snow Patrol.
See how you did that.
Changing Cars. I'm sorry, Chasing Cars. Do we know this song?
And again, this is another one I would pass over. This was a huge hit. Don't get me wrong. I totally know this song. But there was something about Snow Patrol, this guy's voice, just sort of...
Really? Yeah, I don't get it here. Well, see, this shows you how different pop music is and how undefinable it is in reality. I mean, the Fray and Snow Patrol, who knows anything about them? However, the number one song is a song you know, and you know the artist because he had a number of number one songs.
Wow,
John Mayer,
song.
This is a good pop song. Waiting on the World to Change. Good one, Chris.
Love it. Right,
check this out.
Lots of stories.
Yeah.
Now
if we have the power to bring our Barrett Jackson returns to Reno, Nevada, August 6th through 8th during Hot August Nights. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable collectible automobiles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Come on down and check out the Barrett Jackson Cup as well. You can enter, and there's a prize purse of over $100,000. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's BENETRENDS.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. www.farmersbenefits.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, running around in and out in between the issues of the day, things that are important to all of us, or at least we hope these conversations are important to all of us, all of you, and all of me. All of me includes Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, the people that are watching the Sandra Bland case. You remember the story of her, 28 years old, sort of an activist, black, arrested after a traffic stop in Texas, found dead in her jail cell 3 days later. Yesterday, the state released dash cam footage. Shows a state trooper pulling her over for failing to signal a lane change. While they're talking, he asks her to put out her cigarette. She says, "Why can't I smoke in my car?" The trooper asks her to get out of the car. She refuses. He threatens her with a stun gun and says, "I will light you up." Apparently, Kenny has looked at this pretty carefully and sees a bunch of edits. It looks like something that could have been done by a six-year-old, right, in terms of the editing, Kenny?
There are people and cars that just disappear and then reappear.
Yeah.
But the audio is continuing to go. It's really bizarre.
So, in terms of being, why would they let this out and be subject to this kind of scrutiny when it looks so bad for them, the edit is that bad?
But I don't know what the edits, what do they think the edits show? Because I was watching it, and the tow truck driver who's there to take her car away is calmly walking around, and that's where the kind of the edits are. So it's not like there's anything that's amped up going on. It doesn't appear, because the tow truck driver is just kind of like casually walking around the car, and then all of a sudden he's not there. And then he's back.
Right.
So I don't know what they think is missing. because it's not like there's a fight.
Why would they edit it at all?
I don't know.
Why would they leave themselves subject to scrutiny?
It'd be stupid.
Just put it is stupid. Yeah, they're either hiding something or they're stupid or both.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you conclude from this?
Well,
one,
I mean, they
more
could
time.
Come back and say, well, you know, yeah, there's a lot of nothing going on there.
Why with the focus as much as it is on, you know, white police officers scrutiny, shooting black people, or you know the situation from what was it? Not Chattanooga, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati
college. A police officer on the grounds there shoots an unarmed black guy. Okay, they're saying, well, he was arrested 60 times. He's got 13 kids. Of course he's guilty of something. I mean, that's the seed they want to plant in you.
When the cop asked him for his license, he threw an alcohol bottle at him.
Yeah.
And then he threw it at him? Yeah.
Well, he threw it. His ID was the alcohol.
He handed him an alcohol bottle.
So he was obviously drunk.
Right.
So that's a good reason to shoot him.
Some people can make the case that the car, by being driven by a drunk person,
was he aiming it at the police officer? Did he drive it ahead and threaten the police officer?
What if there's a 5-year-old kid behind a car? That's a weapon. But here's what I don't understand. I get what you're saying, Doug, about, you know, there's no excuse to shoot someone unless you feel like your life is at risk or whatever. But at what point does someone not learn their lesson? You don't get, I mean, you have to work to get arrested 60 times.
That's a full-time job, man.
That is,
How many times she was arrested?
He was.
You went to
Cincinnati. But yeah, in Cincinnati.
Between having 13 kids and getting arrested 60 times, when did he have time to do anything?
When did he have time to have 13 kids?
Exactly.
I mean, at that point, it's like this guy is looking for trouble, which, I mean, you'd have to imagine he's looking for trouble.
No, what I conclude is that the guy is
okay.
A troubled individual. Not that I'm saying this is not the Bleeding Heart Club, but I think we've got so much of this stuff going on. Why wouldn't you think, is it the only course of action? You get out your gun and you shoot the guy?
So you
is that
think,
it?
You would think, why can't he call the other cops and say, this guy just took off, let's stop him.
Yeah, chase him down the road.
And that sounds reasonable, but what if this story had a different ending? What if three people got run over
at the
end of that street?
That isn't what if. This is what is. Not what if. What is that this guy's dead, 13 kids without a father. He's obviously some kind of a lowlife if he's been arrested 60 times, but is that enough reason to accept him being dead today?
You can make the case, why was that woman told to put her cigarette out? Who cares? Why did it escalate because of that?
Yeah, right. Because I'm a cop and I'm powerful and I'm in charge.
Yeah, okay, just give her the ticket and let her leave. Let her smoke her cigarette and kill herself over the course of 60 years.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. All right, speaking of killing oneself, you remember the story from, I remember talking about this, I think the first week of July, this prominent Tibetan monk who died in that Chinese prison. The Chinese police seized his ashes while they were being transported back home. They claim ownership of Tibet, and they claim ownership of this guy's ashes.
Seriously?
Jeez, my God, these people are really... They are something else. Aren't they? When you get right down to it, they're just something else. Here's good news. Good news on a promising Alzheimer's drug. Eli Lilly will announce today at a medical conference in Washington. This drug will, apparently, according to early tests anyway, it's called solanezumab. I don't know if I can pronounce this. Solanezumab? I think it's something, solanezumab. Why don't they just call it, like, cricket or something?
Joe.
I could relieve and reduce symptoms for those who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's. A lot of people... You know what? Ron Hoffman, who is a participant in this program, is a great... he's got a great newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Go to his site, drhoffman.com. He's got a whole week's worth of information on the supplements you ought to be taking if you suspect or if your family has Alzheimer's, preventative stuff. That's a very good drive. And there's also some great stuff with Fred... Kenny, what's his last name? Fred from Denver, Dr. Fred Grover. He's got also, it's I think it's FredGrover.com.
Fred Grover.
Fred Grover.
Fred Grover.
Seriously, he's got another
I'm sure you never heard that
potent way to try to get around
it. Also
this.
Drink Fiji water because it's got silica in it, which attracts the metallic.
What causes Alzheimer's in part is the metal substances, the metals that you get in your body that are not there, the aluminum that you had in and mercury in your teeth, aluminum in the deodorant.
So if you put silica into your body, it's like a magnet and flushes
it goes right to your brain.
Flushes the metals, the toxins out of your body, and Fiji water has that silica. You can take it as a supplement also, but Fiji water has it in it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news, Richie. Remember Rod Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blago.
Remember him?
Yep. Yeah.
I do.
His hair?
Yeah, he's in the clink.
Reality show appearances? Yes, he is. He's the former Illinois governor, convicted on 18 counts of corruption, sentenced to 14 years in the slammer.
Something in Illinois.
A court overturned 5 of those counts. So Blago may be on the way out.
Good for him.
Of prison.
He's out-o. Blago is out-o.
No, he's not out-o yet, but he could be pretty soon-o, if you know what I mean. And then some-o. All right. Michael Figuera, am I pronouncing his name correctly, Kenny? Figuera is a reporter in Washington who's been following the United States' interest with Cuba. So let's find out the story of actual ties. What are we to expect here as formally we reestablished this week diplomatic ties with Cuba, the United States and Cuba together next on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy-to-install chase oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're
you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Michael Vaccara with us, who's a senior Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's been with NBC, has an extensive list of credits in his background. His focus now with us is the formal restoration of ties with the United States and Cuba earlier this week, the embassies opening up, that sort of thing. The idea here, Michael, in our country, when you look at the polls, I saw something this morning suggesting that a vast majority of Americans favor this. So what is the what's the downside? Things like I was going to say Guantanamo. How about Gitmo? What do we do about stuff like that?
Well, there are plenty of downsides, and good morning to you, Doug. There are plenty of downsides as far as the Cuban government is concerned, although, by and large, the Cuban people themselves are overwhelmingly in favor of this, as are now a majority of Americans, and even a majority of Cuban-Americans, and that's the key, because it had been a political law game, obviously, for the 54 years that relations had been broken off, and we were there in front of the Cuban embassy on 16th Street in Washington. Now the Cuban embassy is just the day before yesterday when that flag went up for the first time in 54 years. But the politics have changed. It's hard to imagine President Obama making this overture as he did on December 17th of last year of normalizing relations in his first term or even in the first 2 years of his second term. Nobody needs to be reminded of the importance of Florida in American presidential politics, and that certainly hamstrung any of the movements that have happened sporadically over the years. But the Cubans talk about Guantanamo, the Cuban government, they talked about it on Monday when the flag went up. Even then, still a sore point. The blockade, as they term the trade embargo that's been in effect almost as long as relations have been broken off, that is still a sore point as well. The United States, for its part, still talking about human rights in Cuba, still talking about political prisoners, still talking about the criminals, the fugitives that have fled to Cuba over the years to seek refuge there. And so those are still items that are still on the table. And as far as the trade embargo is concerned, that's not likely to be lifted by the Congress anytime soon.
All right. So what do you know about? Have you been to Cuba? Did you go down there to see when things were first opened? They send you down
there?
No,
but we'll be going shortly when the American embassy opens next month.
I would like to go. I'm going to do a radio program maybe over the winter just to sort of familiarize people with what it's like. I've never been to Cuba either, but I'm told it's quite an interesting island culturally and otherwise. And so this is, but all of that aside, doing trade, I know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the ag community is very big on supporting this. Some people say, what's the, why? You know what? It's always better to have your, what is the old expression, have your friends close and your enemies closer?
Right.
I don't know where these guys are. I don't see them as our enemies. They're probably not our friends necessarily. But, this is good for everybody. And it's just one less problem. Maybe it creates a few smaller problems. But doesn't it? It really solves sort of one large, really big annoyance for all of us, doesn't it?
Well, and that's the idea behind this. Obviously, the logic that the employed by the administration is, look, we're going to open up Cuba. What we've been trying has not worked, obviously. We're going to open up Cuba by engaging with Cuba. And that was the point of the negotiations over the last few months, just how much access and freedom American diplomats will have, freedom of movement within Cuba, and how free will Cubans be to come and visit the U.S. Embassy to try to get a visa without facing an intimidating military or police presence around the enemy. So that's part of it. And at the same time, the Cubans are they're very mindful of the fact that that is the logic employed. They don't want any interference meddling, as the foreign minister called it the other day. But, you know, yet it's hard to argue with the logic that what has been going on for 54 years has not worked if the goal was to bring down the Castro regime, to destabilize the Castro regime by economic sanction. That has obviously not worked, and I think most people would agree with you, Doug, that it's time to try something new.
Yeah, I have been on this bandwagon for 20 years. This is nothing but foolishness. Think about how foolish it sounds. We don't want to do business with those communists, and yet look at how much trade we do with China. It's our number one trading partner. The Russians, the two most notable communist countries. So it all seems like folly. So it'll be interesting to watch this thing as it does unfold, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again when you go down there next week to see what's going on as the mission opens down there. Thank you, Michael. Michael Vicara from Al Jazeera reporting on the latest with regard to our normalizing relations with Cuba.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
After the hour, good day.
Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, you've come to the right place. Travel in the Focus with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, a company that is aimed at delivering services and prices that you can live with. He's got some ideas on where to go in terms of travel. You're planning a late summer. I almost said late Christmas. Hey, a late summer trip. Here's some, I suppose, I said to Tom, this is sort of red meat. The Competitive Enterprise Institute and some transgender organizations are suing the TSA. They claim the TSA didn't follow federal guidelines for having public comment on body scanners before they put the scanners in use. They're suing them to have them remove the scanners from the airports around our country. And I wonder what the chances are of something like this happening. Tom Parsons has an answer for that question and observations about sales and good things like that. Saving money is what he's about. If you're a traveler, you'll want to know what he's got to say. And it's up next to you on Good Day.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think green.
Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number one. Cap and trade laws to reduce devastating carbon emissions in order to address climate change will export millions of jobs out of the economy. Fact number one. It's simply not true. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, Ohio lost more than 213,000 manufacturing jobs since 2000. For Michigan, almost 500,000 jobs have been lost. Cap and trade is one way to spark a manufacturing renaissance in America, because a single wind turbine, for example, contains 250 tons of steel, along with 8,000 parts, from copper wire, gearboxes, and ball bearings to electronic controls. Jobs making these components and installing and maintaining turbines can be created here in America. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
All right, so the premise here is, with the Tom Parsons for Best Fares, the TSA has not followed federal guidelines. There's never been public comment on body scanners being used. This according to some suits from various organizations. So what happens here, I guess I would wonder why there wasn't public comment before they used them. But is there a way of slowing down these people, or is this a technicality that may stick? How might this work? If there was no, can you envision, maybe this is the question, Tom, can you envision going through an airport or in to get a plane without going? I'm trying to remember back to what it was like when you just walked through the door into the airport and went down and got on the plane.
Did you have a metal detector before?
Yeah, I mean, it was, it had to be in the 80s, I'm not sure why we started using.
Yeah, I don't either. I remember it got heightened after September 11th.
Yeah, but we were using before that because I remember when they did 911, they had to replace a lot of people because there were thousands of foreigners and other people in U.S. folks that had felonies. But today, I think you still have Congress out there. Also, worldwide, they're still using them. And I just think the case would have. They'd be in court for years and years, and by the time Congress would pass something. So,
yep. All right.
I just can't see it.
Let's see what we have for hot tickets. Where can we go?
I'm telling you, I didn't think any of the fares could go any lower, but since last week,
really?
We talked, I'm going to give you three cities out of your market, okay, out of Boston. Boston nonstop on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, that's one of your cheapest days for all these, is coming in at $97 nonstop on American and JetBlue.
Going where?
It's Boston to Chicago.
Really?
Dallas is $127 today. And L.A. with one stop is $252 on American.
Hmm. L.A. is $262, so I better book a ticket now for L.A. That's what you're saying. Yep. All right. By the way, I'm told the metal detectors were installed in the late 70s because of plane hijackings that were taking place at the time. I remember, it started with the hijacking. You're right. All right, Tom Parsons, check out the deals that are there for everyone at bestfares.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.